Chapter 20, verse 17, and Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. And then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat shall be empty. Amen. Reading in the Acts chapter 7. This is the end of the testimony of Stephen. Ye stiff-necked, verse 51, uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now betrayers and murderers, which have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Amen. I might say that one of the things that stirred up Saul against David was the carnal maiden's song when David came back from slaying Goliath. And David was so victorious. They said David has slain his 10,000s, and Saul has slain his 1,000s. That started the gossip lines to humming, and that got Saul all stirred up. Amen. And he began to change his personality because of loose talk and gossip. We ought to be stronger than that, I'll admit. But sometimes we're not. Sometimes we allow what we think people said alter our personality and our effectiveness for God. Saul was such a man. Amen. But just for good measure, perhaps I should read this. Nobody's friend. My name is Gossip. I have no respect for justice. I maim without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I'm a cunning and malicious and gather strength with age. The more I'm quoted, the more I am believed. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple governments and wreck marriages. I ruin careers and cause sleepless nights and heartache and indigestion. I make innocent people cry in their pillows. Even my name hisses. I'm called Gossip. I make headlines and headaches. Before you repeat a story, ask yourself, is it true? Is it fair? Is it necessary? If not, don't repeat it. Did you know the Bible said, bring not an accusation against an elder except in the mouth of two or three witnesses? Hey, have you heard what I heard? I heard so-and-so, so-and-so said, so-and-so said, so-and-so. Watch that. Amen. Amen. Well, I got it right from the horse's mouth. Did you have two witnesses? If you didn't have two or three witnesses, you might have a misunderstanding on your hands. Because one person can misunderstand another very easily. Happens all the time. Amen. You know why Stephen's being tried here today? They got some false witnesses. And then some folks willing to believe what they said. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to defend myself or any of my friends. Amen. I don't care what anybody says about me. The more they talk about me, the worse they look themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. But I don't care what anybody says. Them talk. Amen. I'm not even going to honor it by repeating it. For the most part. Amen. I'm too old to care. I'm too old and too tough to hurt by gossip anymore. Amen. After you get as barnacle as I am, amen, I don't care what anybody says. Praise God. It just bounces off like water off a duck's back. Amen. So I'm not trying to defend myself or any of my friends. I have gone to bat for some men of God through the years and took the part of the underdog and stuck my neck way out to help restore men of God. Let me tell you something, preacher. If you're worth your salt, you'll have to do the same thing. Amen. Jesus stuck his neck way out for you. Huh? Now, what if all the angels that watch over us tell everything that they've heard and seen in us? Boy, I'm glad angels don't gossip. Aren't you? The wonderful thing about being an angel is that they keep their mouth shut. Woo-wee. There's some holiness women that ought to be angels ain't got sense enough to keep their mouth shut. Oh, girls, don't get mad at me. Amen. They say men gossip worse. Amen. There's some holiness preachers haven't got the good sense to keep their mouth shut. Amen. Hallelujah. You better, because your time's coming. If you don't show consideration and mercy, your day will come. And there'll be no mercy. I've seen it happen. Oh, so many times. And oh, I felt so sorry for the ones it happened to. But there wasn't one thing I could do about it. Somebody asked me, said, what do you think about brother so-and-so down at so-and-so? And what happened? I said, I think he's better now than he ever was. Because he's gone through all this and he should have learned from it. You trusted him before, you ought to be able to trust him more now. Amen. But they didn't. They hung him out to dry because he had hung so many others out to dry. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to live for God. It's a wonderful thing to serve God. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to bridle your tongue. Amen. They got false witnesses to testify against Jesus. They got false witnesses to testify against Stephen. Amen. And Saul had plenty of guys that had a score to settle with David. Because way down deep inside, they wanted that spot. Amen. Amazing thing about gossip is it makes the one that tells it feel bigger somehow or other because he's got the latest scoop. Oh, he don't have two or three witnesses. He don't care anything about the soul. He don't care anything about the church that it happened in to try to help them solve their problem and deliver that soul. So he goes around the camp meetings spreading the word. Still don't have two or three witnesses. But he's got the scoop. And he's going to tell everybody, did you hear about so-and-so? Why, he is so-and-so. Amen. And even if he did do half what he thinks they did, they've had plenty of time to pray through. And he may be talking about one of God's own repentant children. So it's better not to say anything. It's better not to talk. The buck stops here. Well, where's here? Whatever you hear is here. Amen. So the buck stops here. Amen. Things would go a lot better at home if wives had learned to keep their mouths shut. Amen. Things would go a lot better at home sometimes if the men would just keep their mouths shut. Amen. Even a fool is considered smart when he keeps his mouth shut. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. A man of few words. They say, Brother Collins, don't talk. Didn't have nothing worth saying. Amen. So I didn't answer. Ask me a question, I may answer you the next day, because I didn't have nothing worth saying when you answered it, so I just thought. And I walked away, lost in my thoughts. Amen. Mulling it over. And didn't even say anything. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. They brought me the news of the latest scoop on the latest gossip. Amen. I'd already heard it way back last year. Amen. I got it right from the horse's mouth. The scared little preacher. Amen. Oh, he shouldn't even repeated it himself. He injured him on his own self when he repeated it himself. Amen. It's better to stop everything right in its tracks. Because the story just gets bigger with the telling. And you know what? Even though I heard it way back last year, I never told a living soul about it. Amen. That's a way to stop most rumors. That's a way to stop most stories. Amen. Most stories that start, it's one guy's word against the other. And there's always plenty of preachers that want to take sides. Amen. A missionary to Africa. His wife became sick with the diseases of Africa that are rampant in that country. And so he sent her home to rest and to recuperate. The gossip machine throughout England began. Missionary so-and-so and his wife are separated. Did you hear? It spread through the churches in England that were supporting them. The preacher and his wife are separated. Did you hear? And so finally it was reported to him what was being reported throughout England. And so he sent word for his wife to come back on the field. And she did. The diseases that she had contracted were complicated by her return to the missionary field. And she died there. Oh, they said, it's a terrible thing that those diseases killed your wife. He said, those diseases didn't kill my wife. Gossip did. Amen. It's just a few mouths that haven't got anything better to do than repeat the story. Oh, you think you're smart. But I'll tell you, when you repeat something that's going to destroy a ministry, you're dumb. Amen. You may think you're ever so smart and you got the load down from the horse's mouth. But if you repeat it, you ain't smart. You're stupid. Amen. And you tell them I said so. Praise God. Send it out on tape. Hallelujah. Ain't very many folks tells me much because it don't get far when they tell me. Amen. Quit talking. Amen. You know what killed Stephen? Some false witnesses did. Stephen gave a true testimony. And he told them how, proverbially speaking, how the cow ate the cabbage. Amen. And brother, God backed him up in it. Amen. The glory of God, heaven was open and the glory of God. He saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Ain't many folks sees that when they die. It was it Brother French telling us about that brother Cole over in Connersville that died, Connersville or Brookville that died, and amen. As he was dying, he was. They thought he was about out of it and about gone, and he was having a reception on the other side, hugging people's necks and talking to people on the other side. Praise God. The glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Brother, that's the wonderful thing about dying right. The heavens open. If you live right, heaven will come down and glory fill your soul. And someday, like Jonathan said of David, thy place shall be empty, and thou shalt be missed. Amen. Hallelujah. I was in a preacher's meeting a few years ago. Amen. And a preacher here in this Miami Valley warned us about a preacher that was preaching in our area, and that how he had had morals trouble years ago. Amen. I piped up. Sometimes I ought to keep my mouth shut, but I don't. I piped up and I said, he's still got the same wife he had. She forgave him. I said, we got preachers in our own movement that don't have the same wife they had. Amen. And when I said that, a well-known preacher in the Miami Valley got up and walked out. He thought I was going to spill the beans on him, and I didn't know a thing. I was just defending another preacher. Sometimes you get stuck no matter how hard you try. Amen. Do the best you can. Amen. And some folks will misunderstand. Probably I shouldn't have said anything. Amen. Because things can get kind of ticklish sometimes. The poor brother eliminated himself that walked out of the meeting that day at the Dryden Road Church and left the business meeting. Amen. And he had a crippled ministry from there on out. It all came out on him later. It wasn't because I told it on him. He just thought I knew something. I didn't know nothing. Sometimes the Holy Ghost has got a way of revealing things to get people to repent. He gives Jezebel even space to repent. Praise God. There's one thing about Stephen. He told the truth to his congregation. He said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. What one of the prophets is it that you've not slain? And brother, they couldn't stand the truth any longer. With their trumped-up charges and their kangaroo court, amen, they was getting ready to string up a better man than any of them. A better man than any of his accusers. Hallelujah. Stephen would be missed shortly. But the wonderful thing about it is, heaven opened for him. That's a way to die, folks. Amen. The way to die is to die with the heavens opening. Hallelujah. The way to die is to have Jesus standing at the right hand of God. What a reception he had. Amen. I'm afraid that there's many a gossip won't have the reception that Stephen had, because they've repeated the lie too many times and told it for the truth. You just well to tell one right out as to repeat one that was hatched out of hell and circulate it until the original teller of the lie wouldn't recognize it when he heard it again. Amen. Jonathan said, David, thy place shall be empty. We're coming down to the end of the road. I preached a funeral Friday of a lady that died Monday. Amen. She's in eternity. Amen. I preached Brother Ralph Harley's funeral down in Mobile, Alabama, Christmas Eve day. So much ice across the country, Many brethren that would have come couldn't hardly honor him. Oh, the funerals of people of God, old timers, preachers and saints that are going down the valley one by one. As the life of a flower, as a breath or a sigh, so the years pass away, then at last we must die. Thy place shall be empty shortly. Sow good seed. Leave a lot of happy tracks. Praise God. Help somebody that's down and out. Praise God. And don't shoot the wounded. Try to heal them if you can. Praise God. God's helped me to heal a few wounded despite, amen, some well-meaning folks taking pot shots at them while I was trying to help them. Amen. I didn't appreciate the interference. I didn't appreciate the bullets whizzing around me when I was trying to save them. But I've saved a few. Amen. I've brought back a few. Hallelujah. Hey, I stuck my neck way out. And someday I may stick it so far out, I get it chopped off. Amen. But that don't matter if heaven's open. That don't matter if Jesus stands there to receive you into His glorious presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, "Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." How many dying saints have you known that saw that? I want to tell you that was something special. That tells me that to wear a martyr's crown, hallelujah, is a choice calling. It's a special thing to be able to die the death of a martyr. Heaven is open for martyrs. Heaven is open for those that suffer for righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. Amen. Then they cried with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran on him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Oh, what an impression that made on Saul. That dying saint. The words rung in his ears. I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. It was still ringing in his ears as he headed to Damascus to do damage to the body of Christ. And a light shone from heaven saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Here we have the first indication that the church is the body of Christ. Amen. Jesus admitted. Jesus testified on that Damascene road. Amen. To persecute the church is to persecute me. Amen. For another preacher to tell stuff on other preachers when he don't have any proof, when he can't substantiate it in the mouth of two or three witnesses, is to help destroy his own ministry. He may feel bigger at first telling the story, because that's one thing that gossips do. They tell it to make themselves feel big. They're the bearer of good news. Juicy news, shall I say. Amen. Most all newspapers are nothing more than, from the headlines to the back, just gossip. Did you ever have an automobile wreck and read about it in a newspaper? They can't never get nothing straight. Amen. If you go by what you read in the newspaper, you ain't got much to go on, I'll tell you. Amen. Well, I read so and so and so. That don't make any difference. Amen. Hey, the newscast on the TV is modern show business. Amen. You don't get anything straight. on the TV. They give the juicy gossip that makes news, that gets them ratings, that gets them sponsors, that sells the show. The rest of the world can go to hell for all they care. They're going to tell the juiciest, nastiest, low-downest stuff they can tell to get your ear for a garbage can to pour it in. Oh, I heard. We need to stop up our ears. Amen. You get everything from Washington except the real story. And we never get the real story. I don't care how much you've listened to, what you've heard on the radio. Amen. You never got the real story in Washington in the last year. Nobody did. Amen. It slipped us as slick as a button. Amen. Because behind the scenes there's something working that we don't even hardly know about. It's a secret to most folks. Amen. Yes. Amen. You don't get the truth on the modern newscast. Amen. You don't get the truth on the modern talk show. People talk all the way around the world. Amen. And they still ain't got it straight. There ain't but one thing that's straight today, and that's this. Pilate said, "What is truth?" Praise God. Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Praise God. This is what you can count on. And this is what will outlast the mountains. This will outlast the Grand Canyon. This will outlast the great deep. Hallelujah. This will outlast the sun and the moon and the stars. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for this, they'd all lose their way. Amen. It's the Word of God that's going to count in the last analysis. Praise God. Thou shalt shortly be missed. It won't be long till your pew will be empty in the house of God. Tell me, will the heavens open for you? You already know tonight if that door will open wide. You have already made your calling and election sure, or maybe you're not so sure. Amen. But you can make it sure. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. Ask God to save you. Ask God to help you to live a sanctified, separated, holy life filled with the Holy Ghost. If you really get that holy life filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll keep your gossiping mouth shut. And you go out and help people instead of destroying people. You go out lifting people out of the mud. Even if you get a little mud on your hands yourself, you'll drag somebody out of the quicksands instead of pushing them on down. Hey? Amen. You'll be doing your best to help somebody along the road, preacher. Amen. We're here to save souls, not destroy ministries. Amen. Yes. Oh, you may think you know, but if any man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing as he ought to know. What should we know? We should know enough to help bear one another's burdens. We should know enough to lift somebody out of the quagmire. We should know enough to help wash somebody and cleanse somebody. Amen. I found out when I looked at those sheep over yonder on Highway 150 going up toward Xenia. Amen. When I went to that auction, I decided in a lull and in the boredom of the auction, I'd go look at the sheep. And I found out something about sheep that, well, I already knew, but I didn't... know it like I perhaps should have known it. Sheep stink. Amen. And Peter, when Jesus told him, amen, to feed my sheep, and him a fisherman, he might have said, Lord, I'm a fisherman, I'm not a shepherd. But Jesus said, I've got some sheep that need care. I went to the barn first where the sheep stayed in the basement of the barn, and the barn stunk where the sheep stayed. Amen. I looked at the little chute that they had for them to go out, and they had a trough there with medication in it that the sheep had to walk through, and that stunk. So I went out and looked at the sheep under the shade, and they didn't even like me because I wasn't their shepherd. I was a stranger. Amen. Those sheep, just like all sheep, need a lot of care. You got to wash them. You got to clean them. Amen. You got to shear them once in a while. Praise God. You got to feed them, and you got to medicate them, and you got to take care of them. Amen. Because sheep are exceedingly dumb and exceedingly helpless. And they need a shepherd. Amen. And if you're going to turn up your nose in the barn, you as well forget about herding sheep. One fellow said he enjoyed preaching, but he just didn't like people. You as well forget about preaching if you don't like people. Amen. I mean, sometimes they're real stinkers. But Jesus can take one like Paul, who is holding the coats of the men that stoned Stephen, and make a missionary out of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those sheep didn't like me. You know, I found out in 48 years of preaching that every church across this country don't swallow me hook, line, and sinker. They got their own shepherd. Amen. I'm a stranger. And after 48 years, I'm still a stranger to many. But there's some helpless, bleating sheep and some straying lambs that I can help. And you can help too. Ain't no use to say, look at that dumb, stinking sheep up there on that hillside hung in those briars. Hey, but one thing to do, and that's go get him. Untangle him. And bring him home. And preacher, if you'll feed God's sheep, they'll feed you. Amen. If you'll help clothe God's sheep souls, amen, they'll clothe you. Several years ago, a couple was getting ready to bring their family into the church, and we was laughing out front. I had a 88 Cadillac, and it had leather seats, and Brother Lucas had a friend of his that was Amish that knew how to tan sheepskins, and he said, I'll get you a sheepskin to put in that seat. And so he did. He got me a sheepskin for me to sit on, and the seat wasn't hot in the summer, and it wasn't cold in the winter. And I was standing out there laughing with that family about to come here to church. And I said, if you don't behave yourself, this is what will happen to you. I reached in and grabbed that sheepskin and held it up. I guess they remembered it. They didn't hang around too long. I guess it had an indelible impression upon their mind. Hallelujah. One preacher was eating with a shepherd out west, and he told about a sheep that he had that he just couldn't do anything with, and he'd all the time leading the other sheep off, and a bad example to the other sheep. He said, what did you do with him? He said, did you enjoy your dinner today? Amen. We had a leg of lamb across the street with our French neighbors in Kansas City. I never ate at their house and didn't know how they did it. And they brought so much stuff out before they got to the leg of lamb. I was already full on the first three courses, amen, that they brought out. But the leg of lamb was good. Hey, amen. God knows how to take care of His sheep. And He really cares about you. Amen. Stand with us, Father. Touch lives, touch bodies, touch souls. Save souls. Save ministries, Lord God. Oh, God, give us a ministry, Lord, that'll help. Give us, Lord Jesus, a ministry, Lord, to go the second mile. Amen. I pray in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, children. You young folks, come and pray. Amen. And learn in the choir not to talk maliciously about one another. Amen. Love one another. Work together, and it's a sight. What a job we can accomplish for the glory of God. Come on, let's pray tonight. Hallelujah.